In the streets of Kenya, the first ever refugee Olympic team has begun training for the 2016 Rio Olympics. On the 5th of August, the small team will enter waving the Olympic flag. Five of them are from the war-torn nation of South Sudan, the world's youngest country. James Chengike, competing in the 400-meter race, has been a refugee since 2006. He spoke out about what the games mean to him.
My mom is in South Sudan. Even my three sisters, because we are four in our family, I'm the only boy. It makes them happy that I get this chance. I told my uncle that to come and tell me that I should utilize it well. Also, I should remember the refugees when I come back from Rio.
The team has only been together for a few months, so they won't be going for gold. It's the taking part that counts, says Rose Natike.
It is the first chance for the refugees to participate in Olympics, and it gives us hope that for us maybe to encourage the young generation, our fellow refugees who are remaining in the camps, maybe to continue their talent, because, you know, for us it just started just some few months ago. Yeah, so we cannot compare our time with those who are high level, but we wish we try our level best so that we just do well.
Athlete Per Bell lost his family in South Sudan and hopes that the games will help reconnect them. There are around 63 million displaced people in the world, according to UNHCR. This means that the refugee team will be representing about the same number of people as the team from the United Kingdom. Biel realizes the significance of his participation.
And my fellow refugee, I can tell them that being a refugee is only a status, you see. You can change that status to be a better person in life. Most of them, they lose hope in life. Whereby when you call somebody a refugee, you feel ashamed. Even some of them, maybe, they don't have chance to do everything as a human being can do. Like going to a school, most of them, they are staying in camp because they lose hope in life. But as an ambassador for them, I can say that don't lose hope in life. You have a chance to change your life.
Laura Gerald, United Nations.